Sir Robert was getting an idea of what it was like out there.
"We were down in the 16th level,"
said the tiny voice.
"The concussion was bad. It grabbed air out of the place, but nothing was heard."
"Well, what was it? What happened?"
demanded Sir Robert.
"We don't know, honored sir."
"They had some nuclear weapons on standby. Did they explode?"
There was a pause. The child had gone off somewhere. He came back.
"No, sir. Thor says they are intact, and he is awfully relieved. They didn't explode."
"Then what was it?"
"I am so very sorry, sir. None of us knows. Oh, here comes a blade scraper to loosen your platform so it can be lifted. The first one they had broke down after they got the fire out of it. I am told you must be patient, sir. We are doing all we can."
Then...
"They've got 3 more coffins out now."
A pause, then sorrow.
"The one they call Andrew is dead."
The platform gave a jolt as a blade scraper seemed to pry under it. Sir Robert could hear a motor roar. There was a shout of alarm and then a crash. Then the piping little voice.
"One of the poles fell in the crater. No one was hurt. Here comes your flatbed truck, sir."
"Flatbed!"
barked Sir Robert.
"It's supposed to be a plane! We're supposed to airlift out of here!"
There was a pause. The Buddhist communicator had gone off somewhere. He came back.
"They have found a river to the south. It is the Purgator. The pilots told us."
Sir Robert felt Johnny's pulse. Racing.
"I don't understand!"
cried Sir Robert.
"Time is everything here. I need serum. Can't we lift this dome and push some serum in here?"
"I am sorry, Sir Robert. The Purgator is 120 miles south of here. It's on an ancient man highway."
He rushed on so Sir Robert wouldn't interrupt.
"They have mine pumps out. All our equipment and planes are contaminated. They have to be hosed down to get rid of radiation. When that's done, they can open the dome."
Sir Robert clenched his fists. 120 miles! How long would that take? The child must have been reading his thoughts.
"I'm told they will drive very fast. They can on the ancient highway. Thor himself will drive your flatbed. They know how important it is. Your flatbed will be the first to leave. They have your crane standing up now."
There was another chunk from the blade scraper. Something under the platform seemed to tear loose.
"They have found 15 coffins now,"
said the child.
"The Scots in them were all alive, except one. The coffin was blown into the air and smashed his skull. The lead on the outside of the coffins is all melted. The tops, I mean. They're hot to the touch, and it's hard to handle them."
There was a groan and a squeak as the crane hook on top of the dome tightened. They were being very careful from the sound of it not to drop the lower platform off. The annealing skids held. Sir Robert felt them swinging in the air. Then a thump as they hit the top of the flatbed body. They picked it up again to let it drop down more squarely. The child must still be standing on the platform overhanging. The tiny voice calmly came through.
"I can see better from here. It's not snowing. Way out on the plain over there, I see some bodies. Must be the Briganti tribe. And I can see more coffins."
He yelled to someone and must be pointing.
"The whole top of the old compound had blown off. It's wide open to the winds."
Sir Robert was feeling Johnny's pulse. Was it weaker?
"Thor is turning over to someone. He's climbing in your truck now. He says he's a good driver. Don't worry. He will go as fast as he can. Excuse me, but I'm supposed to get in the cab and tie a seatbelt.